Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we'll go from one pool house to another pool house here in studio on a Monday. It's starting out strong on a Monday on In Focus, and we're going to talk 4-H, Pot County 4-H, because the Pot County Fair is coming up. From left to right, as I see them, I have Molly Minahan, right? Minahan, Riley Olson, and Spencer Dugan. Also got Shannon Blocker, Pot County Extension. And I guess first, Molly, Riley, and Spencer, if you want to say which 4-H clubs you're with.
I'm part of the Wheaton 4-H Club.
I'm part of the Olsburg Boosters 4-H Club.
And I am in the Blackjack 4-H 4-H Club.
The Blackjack 4-H. Probably the coolest sounding 4-H club.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're talking about the Pot County Fair, and that is coming up. Actually, what is the date on that?
For, like, 4-H'ers, it officially starts Wednesday, but, like, all our exhibits open on Thursday. So it'll start Thursday the 2nd.
August
2nd. Of next week, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't think you were doing it the same week. That'd be quite a... It'll be like a fair-off between Riley County and Pot County. Well, Molly, talk a little about this year's fair, and especially from the 4-H angle.
All right. So this Friday is when we have, like, our clothing and, like, small judging. It's going to be Friday the 27th. We call it pre-fair. So from 8:30 to 11:30, we have clothing construction, bymanship notebooks, and fiber arts. And then our fashion review, bymanship, which is ready-made garments, is 9 to 11:30 a.m. And then our fashion review constructed, so construction garment, is 12 p.m. Facts judging is 10 to noon. Table setting, you can set up from 8:30 to 9:30. And then judging is at 10 a.m. And then our entomology and geology, 8:30 a.m. is when entomology boxes arrive. 9 o'clock is the entomology conference judging. 8:30 is geology boxes arrive, and 10 a.m. is geology conference judging. And then all visual arts is from 8:30 to 12 p.m. So that's mostly our crafts, drawing, painting, sculpting, ceramic, and Legos. And then our official fashion review for all the clothing construction and bymanship, that is on the same day at 6 p.m. at Onega High School.
And what are you in? What are you entered in, or what are you looking at?
For that day, I'm only entered in the bymanship, so I go out and buy clothes, and then I also do facts judging.
Okay, very cool. And real quick, Shannon, if you want to talk a little bit, just kind of in general, just about the Pot County Fair this year. Again, that's going to be August 2nd through the 5th at the Onega Fairgrounds, and I mean, county fairs are always exciting. I'm sure you're all pretty excited.
You bet. So the focus of the Pot County Fair is our 4-H youth program. However, we do have a lot of great activities that the public can come and participate in, as well as they can look at the exhibits and see those things as well. So our fair is that period of time, and one of the biggest events that draw those that are not involved in the 4-H youth program is our parade, which is on Sunday, and I'll let the 4-H'ers talk a little bit more about that. But we do have things each day that the public could come and enjoy and participate, and then look at the exhibits in open class and 4-H as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the parade. I'm actually a Cali County Fair parade veteran. I've been on a few 4-H floats myself back in the day, exhibiting. I think there was one year we showed off like a bunch of projects on the float, and somebody gave me like a hammer and maybe a piece of wood, so I just acted like I was hammering the piece of wood or something during the fair, or during the fair parade at least, down Main Street. Riley, if you want to tell us a little bit more about the Pot County Fair and parade.
So the first day of the fair is on the Wednesday, August 1st. And so, first on July 28th at 9 a.m. is the horse show. And so that's the halter and pleasure classes. But on Wednesday, August 1st is the actual horse show. So that's the speed events, which are from 5 o'clock to 9 p.m. And those are in the horse arena in Onega. And so the first thing on Wednesday is the open class foods judging, which is from 10 to 11 a.m., which is when you check in. And then judging is from 11 to 12:30 p.m. And then there's 4-H food judging, which is from 1 to 4:30 p.m. And then there's the food sale, which is from 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. And then table setting check-in, which is from 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. And then that's when you also check in all of your beef, sheep, and swine, which is from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m.
Are you going to be in the parade?
No, I will not.
You're not?
No.
Well, you'll watch.
Yes, I will watch.
There you go. There you go. Spencer, are you going to be in the parade?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Every year.
Do you know what you're going to be doing in the parade?
It's a secret, because if we gave our secrets away, we would not win.
That's why you're Blackjack 4-H.
Oh, yeah. There's a contest between the 4-H clubs and...
competing floats.
Oh, yeah. We've won a couple years, so we got to keep our tricks hidden from everyone.
What did you win last year? Did you win it last year, and what was the float?
I don't think we won last year, but I think we won the 2 years before that. And every year... Everybody knows we usually get like this big pool of water on our float, and then we shoot the people in the stands with water guns, and I think that's why we win every year.
That's what won it.
Oh yeah. We get the crowd into it and everything.
Well, probably because it's really hot outside, so yep. You're cooling them off.
Oh yeah,
that's probably what helps.
Sometimes they'll shoot back, and that's always fun.
There you go. And how long is the parade usually? And if anybody wants to tell the parade route.
Usually it starts at the end of Main Street, and then it goes all the way down Main Street, and then it just hooks in to like the back side of the fairground, and then that's it. It's not a super long route, but I think it's about an hour or so.
And all in Onega.
Yes, all in Onega.
All right. And Spencer, if you want to talk a little bit about if there's anything we've missed so far, maybe what projects you're in.
Yeah, so on Saturday, there's a lot of things going on. At 8 o'clock, all the exhibits open, so you can go look at everything. And then at 8 a.m. as well, the swine show starts. And then after that, at around 9, there's a sand volleyball tournament and a horseshoe pitching tournament, so you can sign up for those. And then after that, from 11 to noon, US Ambassadors are hosting a 4-H Olympics, where all the 4-H'ers or even non-4-H'ers can come in teams and compete for some prizes and all sorts of games. And then after that, you have your Stockman's Quiz. So 4-H'ers can go in and test their knowledge about different things in agriculture and being a stockman. And then 1 to 5, there's also free swimming at the pool right next to the fairgrounds. And then after that, there's a kids' pedal tractor pull, and that is probably one of the most fun things to watch because all the kids go head-to-head and they get pretty into it. It's fun. And then there's a free will donation root beer floats at 3, and then a turtle race at 3:30, and that's also pretty fun because it's a bunch of kids going to head-to-head, getting real competitive.
Turtle race?
Yeah, they bring their own turtles, and I've never
BYOT.
Done it. Yeah, I've never done it, but I've seen it, and it looks pretty fun. And then at 5, you have your youth livestock sale, so that's where all the animals are sold, the market animals. And then after that, there is a pie sale, and at 7 o'clock, there is bingo, and the big deal of Saturday at 8 o'clock is the big rodeo, and then right after that there is a dance going until like 12 or 1.
Brady Bowman here, and we're talking about the Pottawatomie County Fair. That will be August 2nd through the 5th at Onega Fairgrounds. Pre-fair stuff starts at July 27th at Onega High School. That's actually this week. And then, of course, just like here with Riley County, they have their horse show on the Saturday before the fair. Same thing with Pott County. July 28th, they'll have their horse show at the Onega Fairgrounds. Food judging August 1st, and of course, the fair kicks off the 2nd through the 5th. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what we could expect out of this year's Pottawatomie Care, and maybe just share some 4-H stories. I was a 4-H'er myself. We'll have a fun discussion. More in Focus coming up.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep.